As voters here in the U.S. reckon with efforts by Russia to influence our election, spare a thought for Georgia. The country, not the state, it held parliamentary elections this past weekend, elections that the opposition is calling fraudulent. Tens of thousands of Georgians were out in the streets earlier this week protesting the results, and all eyes are on Georgia's powerful neighbor, Russia, which has a robust track record of interfering in, indeed of invading, Georgia. Well, joining us to talk about it is NPR's Moscow correspondent, Charles Maines, who is in Georgia, in the capital, Tbilisi. Hey, Charles.
Hi there.
What are the stakes of this election in Georgia?
You know, something to keep in mind is that the vast majority of Georgians, some 80%, favor joining the European Union. So all parties competing in these elections were formerly for Euro integration. Yet it's the government of the ruling Georgia Dream Party that's implemented a series of seemingly pro-Russian policies, in particular a controversial foreign agents law that undermined that goal. And the policies not only put the country's once promising EU accession talks on hold, they raised the stakes of the vote, says Kornelia Kakacha of the Georgian Institute of Politics.
Basically, Georgians have to decide where they want to see their country. Do they want to build a European state and to join eventually European Union, or they want to go back to the post-Soviet swamp where this country belonged 30 years ago?
Huh. Okay, so in that view, it's either join Europe or join the post-Soviet swamp. Despite all of that, the ruling party, Georgia Dream, they say they came out ahead.
Yeah, official results showed Georgia Dream with 54% of all votes. Four pro-Western opposition blocs got about 38% collectively. And the result allows Georgia Dream to maintain its hold on power and continue pursuing these policies that it argues promote peace. In fact, that was a central part of this election. If the opposition framed this as a choice between Russia and the West, Georgia Dream said it was between war and peace. So much so that election posters featured pictures of decimated Ukrainian cities side by side with prosperous, peaceful Georgian cities. So it's not such a subtle reminder that Georgia, too, was invaded by Russia in 2008. In fact, Russia currently occupies 20% of Georgia's territory.
Yeah, still all these years later. Okay, now the opposition and the country's president, who's not a member of the ruling party, they are denouncing this election, as we said, saying it's fraudulent. What is their evidence?
I put that question to Irma Povilashvili, who is part of a coalition of Georgian election monitors called My Vote. So she took me through a litany of electoral violations, including vote buying, ballot stuffing, multiple voting, in some cases physical intimidation, all of which led her to this conclusion, which we'll hear through an interpreter.
And when we are looking at the results that were published on the election day, we can say that they do not reflect the will of the Georgian people.
Do not reflect the will of the people, a serious charge. Okay, so how does the ruling party, which again is the official winner, at least according to the Electoral Commission, how do they respond to that, Charles?
You know, Georgia Dream says it won fair and square based on policy and economic successes. They also don't deny some problems with the vote. They just argue it didn't impact the ultimate result.
Mm. Charles, if I can try to sum up the situation, you're telling me we have a contested election, questions about Russian interference, protesters who've been in the streets. For Americans listening, with our own election day now 4 days away, is it fair to wonder if you and Georgia are living right now through what may be in our near future?
I guess we'll find out. I mean, the key here in Georgia may be the reaction from the West. The U.S. and the EU have both called for investigations into voting irregularities, but they stopped short of calling the election illegitimate, at least so far. Meanwhile, opposition parties here have called for another mass rally outside the parliament Monday.
NPR's Charles Maines in Tbilisi, Georgia, for us tonight. Thank you, Charles.
Good to talk with you.